From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. This morning, Friday, September 19th, around 7 a.m., a serious accident occurred on Sebring Road involving a silver Chevy Impala and two semi-trucks. According to the report from one of the truck drivers, the Impala crossed the yellow line, swerved in front of the two trucks, lost control, flipped, and rolled into the driver's side. It's a miracle that no one was hit by the trucks. Both occupants were able to crawl out of the car with rescue crews on the scene. Sebring police and ambulance fire department responded promptly, and the occupants were transported to the hospital. The driver is believed to be employed by the Huron Castings and Pigeon. No official police report yet available. For further updates, we will provide you with information as it becomes available. A variety of road issues came before the Wells Township trustees during this month's meeting. The board agreed not to turn in a road speed study regarding a resident complaint of excessive speed on Riley Road before Fearon Road on Plain Road. After deciding that, Supervisor Cameron Stevens informed the board that the Scola County Road Commission will be doing a study at the intersection of Herd's Corner Road and Bevens Road to address multiple accidents on the corner. Also, the board agreed that the supervisor send a letter to Laura Killinger regarding the burnout party she hosted on the corner of Riley Road and Forbes Road. The letter will note that the township received a bill for repairs of the intersection of Riley and Forbes Road, and she will receive this bill. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Department Drug Task Force made three arrests this week following multiple investigations targeting methamphetamines distribution. Why can't I say that word? On September 17th, 2025, officers with a search warrant on the residence in Clyde Township where meth and drug paraphernalia were seized, resulting in the arrest of 73-year-old John Ross. Later that evening, a second search warrant and was executed in Wells Township, leading to the seizure of more meth, packaging materials, scales, and ammunition. John Finks, 64, and Teresa Antwerp, 56, were arrested at the location. Charges against the suspects include possession and distribution of meth, maintaining a drug house, possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, and tampering with evidence. The Drug Task Force emphasizes its ongoing commitment to removing narcotics from the community and addressing the root cause of drug distribution through these enforcement actions. And we'll be right back after this word.
Talking about guns with others might not always feel comfortable, but it could save a life. Here's a way to start a conversation. Your family is going over to your neighbor's home for dinner for the first time. How would you ask if there are any unlocked guns in the home?
Hey,
we're so excited for tonight. Before we come over, though, may I ask if there are any unlocked guns in your home?
Our guns are stored securely, locked in a safe that the kids can't access.
Awesome.
Learn how to have the conversation at agreetoagree.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, a 2021 Nissan Sentra traveling eastbound on Learman Road lost control and rolled approximately five times before coming to rest in a ditch in Barona Township, Huron County. The driver, who was wearing a seatbelt, sustained head injuries and transported by Central Huron Ambulance to Shure Hospital. No airbags were deployed. The vehicle was towed, and the Bad Axe Fire Department assisted on the scene. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. No other vehicles were involved. Two vehicles collided at Lakeshore and Rabson Road after one driver failed to observe a sign stop sign while being followed by law enforcement. Both vehicles were traveling straight when the crash occurred within the intersection. Emergency crews and ambulance personnel responded, and at least one individual was transported to Harbor Beach Community Hospital for treatment. A citation is issued to the driver who did not stop at the posted stop sign. Harbor Beach Police Department, Harbor Beach Fire Department, East Huron Ambulance, all assisted the Huron County Sheriff's Department. In Atlanta, Georgia, Secretary of State Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s new advisors added confusion Friday to this fall's COVID-19 vaccinations. For the first time since the shots were developed, the group has decided to recommend their use instead of leaving the choice up to those who want them. The Food and Drug Administration recently put restrictions on this year's shots from Pfizer, Moderna, and Novavax, reserving them for people 65 and older and ones in high risk. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention advises declined to recommend that these people seek a shot, but narrowly avoided urging states to require a prescription for those who want one. Well, you all know Jimmy Kimmel got in trouble. He said something on his show, and now it's no more to be. It blended humor and political satire. He rose from Las Vegas radio to host the Jimmy Kimmel Live show on ABC. He's been suspended indefinitely after circumstances about the assassination of a controversial advocate, Charlie Kirk. ABC's decision followed a backlash from major affiliates. Kimmel's career began in Las Vegas radio, and he rose to the fame of the Comedy Central when Ben Steinman's money. He became the host of the Jimmy Kimmel Live show in 2023. And his future remains uncertain, and his contract at ABC expires in 2026. That's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at dumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries to report for this today, the 19th of September. And you can get your obituaries anytime at dumbnet.net also.